Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37-5-6-9. All right, so let's do a quick email here. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
We got a quick email from Mo, and Mo says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I live in Windsor, Ontario. I truly have an issue about my mother calling every day. When I don't answer..."
Calling her every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
"When I don't answer, she continues to call up to 5 times a day. I'm 48 years old. How do I tell her to stop?"
Well, look, I think the point is what you probably need to do is tell her that you'll call her, because she figures if she doesn't call you, that you won't talk with her. And so the way to get around that is to just say, "Look, Mom, I'll tell you what. How about I'll call you. You tell me what time would be good. But then you have to call her. And what you can do is say, I'll call you. You know, if you'll call me every other day, I'll call you every other day." I mean, my guess is that if you don't call her, I mean, if she doesn't call you, you won't call her. It's not a terrible idea to get in the habit of just talking with your mom. I don't know how old she is, but figuring and saying, "Mom, look, I'm willing to call you every day, but I can only talk for this number of minutes or whatever. Get you both an egg timer, and it may be worthwhile to say, I'll tell you what, instead of talking with each other every day, how about if we talk to each other every other day, and I'll take you out for lunch on Fridays or something." In other words, you're going to have to offer her something. All right, because what she feels is that you don't want to spend time with her, and if she doesn't, she knows she's being a pain in the neck, but she figures if she doesn't call you, that you're not going to call her, which is probably true, right? So offer her something. Offer her either I'll call you, or that we'll go out for lunch, my guess is she's negotiable as long as you offer her something. All right, and at this moment, all you're saying is don't call me so often. And what does she say if it just goes to machine?
She just doesn't call, or she just keeps calling.
Okay, well, I think you haven't told me whether you're an only child or not, but I think you're going to have to offer her something. And the other thing to do is to look and see what kinds of things she's doing or not doing. It may be that she's really lonely. And so, for example, taking her out to a bridge club where you're playing bridge and she's playing bridge may work, because then she has some other people to play with. As I said, lunch might work. But understand, how you treat your mom is how your kids are going to treat you. That's one of those little irritating things that nobody ever tells us, that that she's feeling lonesome, and your kids are going to see how you do that with her, and then they'll do the same with you. So see if you can't offer her something that's valuable. You can take her to the casino. You can tell her that... that go get a manicure, pedicure. You can do things that you like to do as well. And my guess is that she'd be perfectly willing to do some of those things. All right, but she's lonesome. All righty. 855-99-37-5-6-9. Are we done with Bruce, or there's still more Bruce to go?
There's still a couple more to go here.
Okay, well, let's finish that up.
Here's one from Michael. Michael says, "Stay away from all the negative media and keep all your supporters close to you during this courageous decision."
Well, it does seem like he has a whole lot of people who are supportive. Maybe not Chris so much, but his two ex-wives, his sister, his biological kids. Kim apparently has come out being very, very much in favor, so... Yeah, I think it's hard being the current ex-wife. So, that, as you point out, that there's more of a tendency to be upset about that. The other wives have had some time to get over this.
Ron says, you go, Bruce, and I can only wish you the very best.
Well, good for you guys. Okay.
And last one here from Pat. Pat had quite a bit to say. Pat says, why can't people accept themselves as they were born into? Maybe if the people around us were more accepting of differences we were born into. The ambiguity, subjectivity, plasticity, and political teachings of what we were taught and rationalizations we convince ourselves with are at the root of our problems.
What? Right. Well, let's go through this a little bit at a time. Well, why don't you finish it up, and then we'll go through it a bit at a time.
What we were born with physically is objective and clear. Before modem, surgical, and hormonal advancements gave us a physical choice to change our sex, we learned life skills to adapt and grow.
All right. Let's start at the beginning. All right. Give me the first couple sentences.
Why can't people accept themselves as they were born into? Maybe if...
All right, no, wait.
Okay.
We have billion-dollar industries that are devoted to exactly the alternative of that, whether it's makeup for both men and women, whether it's hair coloring for both men and women, whether it's plastic surgery for both men and women, whether it's plucking your eyebrows or shaving your legs, or piercing your ears. I mean, we have as old as human history of people deciding that they were going to enhance corsets for both men and women, high heels. I mean, we have myriad industries, myriad examples of people who say that I want to appear differently than I am. And nobody sort of suggests that you shouldn't wear red lipstick, or that you shouldn't get a haircut, or that you shouldn't, tattoos are a different ballgame. I'm not sure I really want to enter into. So the idea that human beings adorn themselves, clothing, you could argue, if we're really talking about just being what you were born with, why aren't we all wandering around naked? Well, there's some very practical reasons that we don't, partially so we don't get sunburned or frostbite. But beyond that, most people have more clothing than would be necessitated by climatic change. I'm not talking about the political change. I'm just talking about the fact that you go through seasons. So the idea that people should be just content with how they are, it is maybe so, but people aren't. And I would argue that even you may have combed your hair, or straightened your hair, or curled your hair, or colored your hair, or got someone to cut your hair in a particular way. So, I mean, we as human beings and animals sort of groom themselves as well. So the idea that somehow we should all be content with exactly what we are is just, it's not human behavior. All right, next sentence.
Maybe if the people around us were more accepting of differences we were born into.
Okay. And I certainly am not going to argue with you about the fact that people should be tolerant. But there's also humans judge. We know that even small babies can differentiate mom from somebody else, or mom from dad, or strangers, or people who are different colors. We know that the ability to differentiate different is not only human, but organic, that we really can, for issues of survival, differentiate self and other. All right, so there's that. But I'm not disagreeing that people shouldn't be accepting. But this isn't, I don't think, in Bruce's particular case, we're talking about other people accepting him. I think we're talking about him saying, this isn't who I am. And it's like saying, look, for much of human history, women have been treated as chattel, that they were bought and sold, they were traded. And there are now, and there are women who've literally paid with their lives for saying, I'm not willing to be in this situation. I'm not willing to be married to this man. We have child brides that and women who can't, who are child brides, and then their husband dies, and they have no ability to support themselves, and they're not considered virgins anymore, even though they may not have ever had sex. So the idea that we should just that we should all accept whatever it is, I mean, I don't think that's the human spirit. Stay tuned. I'm going to go through this some more. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed, and we're talking for this moment at least about someone who in response to the Bruce Jenner story said, why can't people just accept who they are? And I'm saying, well, you know, multi-billion dollar industries are based on the fact that we don't do that as human beings. And second point was, why can't people be more accepting? And I certainly don't disagree with that. But I don't think, it seems to me, and that you folks have demonstrated an enormous amount of compassion, I think, and acceptance. That if this is what he wants to do, okay. I think many of us worry about the public part of it, just for his own sense of, I suppose, of eventual comfort and something else. But again, this is a person who has been living in the spotlight for so long, it may be stressful for him to be out of it, believe it or not. All right, so let's see what goes. All right, so after, why can't people be more accepting? I don't disagree with that, although I don't think that that's exactly the issue here, but keep going.
Pat goes on to say, the ambiguity, subjectivity, plasticity, and political teachings of what we were taught and the rationalizations we convince ourselves with are at the root of our problems.
All right, so let's go back and parse that sentence a little bit at a time. All right, give me the first couple of words of it.
The ambiguity.
Ambiguity, I think is what you mean.
Right,
yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right. You're welcome.
Subjectivity.
All right, ambiguity is lack of clarity. It means we're not sure if it's black or white, if it's male or female. Ambiguous means unclear. All right. Plasticity means malleable, that it's you know, that we can form different kinds of things. All right, so ambiguity, plasticity, what else?
Subjectivity.
Well, subjectivity says that basically that each of us see, sort of filter things through our own prism, which I would not disagree with. And what's the end of that sentence? So we've got ambiguity, plasticity, subjectivity, and what's the payoff here?
And political teachings of what we were taught and the rationalizations we convince ourselves with are at the root of our problems.
Well, wait a minute. Why would subjectivity, I mean, unless what Pat means is that, is ambiguity, I mean, that something could be ambiguous because we don't understand both sides, or there are things that I think are genuinely unclear. So lack of clarity, I don't know, how do we get rid of ambiguity? How do we get rid of things that are neither black or white that we don't completely understand? Subjectivity, almost by definition, we are going to be subjective. And what we try and do is find out where our subjectivity overlaps with somebody else's, and then we call that objectivity. Somebody could argue that there is no such thing as objectivity. It's just that we all agree that our subjectivities are aligned. Plasticity, I mean, you could argue that evolution is plastic, is malleable, is changeable. So I don't know that we want people really locked into things that are that we don't change, we don't learn, we don't evolve. So I would disagree that ambiguity is a problem. Ambiguity can be difficult to deal with because we don't know. It's a lack of clarity. Plasticity can be difficult because transitions are hard. What we know may not be great, but human beings don't deal very well with the unknown. And in terms of subjectivity, I don't think we have a choice, that we are going to be subjective. What we need to do is acknowledge our subjectivity, but I don't think that's the root of problems. I think that's the root of being human, that things are going to change. Things are not always going to be obvious or clear. And what was the political, what was it?
Political teachings of what we were taught and the rationalizations we convince ourselves with are at the root.
Well, but rationalization, I mean, I'm not sure how you differentiate between rationalization and subjectivity. That we see things through our own eyes. But we need to be aware that we're seeing things through our own eyes. Rationalizing it means, I think, saying that regardless of what it is, that we're right, that we're determined to ignore anything that contradicts the path that we're on and the position that we're taking. Political teachings, I don't know, political teachings. I might buy parental teachings. I might buy societal mores. But political teachings are so, it would seem to me, are so disparate and so antagonistic and so unwilling to find the common ground that I'm not sure that anybody buys into political thinking very much anymore at all, unless you're at a convention, I suppose. you know, I'm not sure exactly what the point is here. It's almost like what you're saying is take it or leave it, you know, my way or the highway. And I doubt that that's really what you mean. And it would seem to me that that Bruce Jenner isn't necessarily responding to, or maybe the fact that he kept a secret for this long is responding to societal pressure and political teachings. But the fact that somehow whatever urgency he was feeling, whatever commitment he was feeling, whatever intensity he was feeling, overcame whatever his fear was of other people's response. And maybe that's what happens as we get older, that we care. It's not that we're unaware that other people may not approve of what we're doing, but I think that we care less about it. And when I say care less, I don't mean that we care less than we used to, not that we don't care at all. And I think that that's part of that we have a little bit more experience. We understand the things that we're afraid of may have been baseless and a waste of time. That we just have a bit more experience to call upon that allows us to be a little bit more who we really are, as opposed to a fear-based sort of basis of, or fear-based theory of how to live our lives. Was there anything else there? I mean, you can see, I think that I don't agree with you. And I think that, and I'm not sure exactly what the point is, other than, you know, if you're born with a cleft palate, you should keep a cleft palate. I don't know how far you're willing to push it, that most babies are born jaundiced, that should we not put them under grow light so that they lose their jaundice? That the children are born with heart defects, should we not operate on those? If somebody has diabetes, should we not give them insulin? I mean, I don't know how far you're willing to push the notion that, you know, this is what you're born with, this is what you have to live your life with. To a certain extent, of course, our intelligence, which hopefully can be affected, our, you know, if we're going to call it our soul, our cardiovascular system, but we do things all the time. We exercise, or we eat better, or we eat worse, or we get a medication to lower our blood pressure, or we have a shunt put in, or we have bypass surgery. I mean, we do all sorts of things to enhance what we were given. So I'm not sure exactly what the point is here, except that I'm just giving you lots of examples of less controversial ways that all of us sort of take a bit more control of our own lives and our own destiny. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 805.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this seems a terribly appropriate thing to do. If you need to call me, you need to call me right now because we're in the final moments of today's program, so not a bad time to call me. Every time I say that, don't call me in the last 4 seconds. You guys do it anyway, don't you? You're just so impish. Okay. One of the things we put up was, you know, people's ability to convince themselves they're right when they're not. And there was an article that we were talking about last week of people being able to be convinced either by group support that convinces them. I'm one of those people that I actually am pretty good at directions, except I have no confidence in my ability to give directions. I know that sounds somewhat. So I'll say to somebody, all right, I think this is how you do it. And I'm usually right, but I sound so uncertain of it that nobody pays any attention to my instructions. And they'll say, well, you know, you were right. And yeah, but you didn't sound like you were right. So part of it is just how confident people sound. And I'm willing to be talked out of things. Especially, I mean, there are certain things that I feel very strongly about, but a lot of things that I don't. And if I don't feel very strongly about them, that I'll take a position and people can talk me out of it. So, so one of the issues is, you know, when you're right, are you right? And are you certain of it? And again, I think part of it is just is confidence and sort of not even body language, but just sort of how you present it. I know, I'm going to work on it. I'm okay on the program, just in my life. 855-99-DR-JOY. Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Carol.
I have a question. This is in regarding my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
And I believe she's a hoarder.
Okay.
And I would love to go over there and just clean it all out, but...
Not a good plan. Not a good plan.
I know.
All right, let me give a little background from you. How old is your daughter-in-law?
She's 45.
Okay. Do you have how long has she been married to your son?
20 years.
Okay, do you like her?
I love her.
Oh, that's great. You didn't actually answer my question, but I'm delighted to hear the answer you gave me. Do you actually like her?
Yes.
Good. Give me an example of hoarding that drives you a little nuts.
Okay. Now, one thing is, I have a granddaughter. She's nine.
Okay.
She was adopted by them 5 years ago when she was 4 years old.
Okay.
And of course, you know, she's the light of everybody. But they have a family room, and every toy, that book, movie, anything that was ever purchased ever, is in that room. You can't even sit down, Dr. Joy.
All right. Is the 9-year-old a hoarder as well?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that may be all right. Because we're gonna take this a little bit at a time. With the 9-year-old, one of the things I would do is it's too bad it's not a little closer to Christmas, but I don't want you to wait till Christmas on this. Of getting together, I'll tell you what: do an internet search, find either a children's shelter or a program or something, maybe a recreational center for kids or an after. You know, you've got summer vacation coming up. This will be perfect.
Yes.
All right. Yes. And what you're going to say to the 9-year-old, and you're going to have to say it to the mom as well, is, you know, I just was reading about this program for disadvantaged kids, and they need stuffed animals that are in good shape and DVDs and puzzles. How about if we got together the stuff that is in really pretty good shape, and we'll take it over there, and you can say to the mom, you can get a tax write-off on this, your daughter, you know, and I'll come and help you sort through the stuff. And the stuff that's not in very good shape, we can maybe, we can have a yard sale or something. But the 9-year-old may be the clue at least to begin this, because it sounds like she's probably willing to let go of some of this stuff. And especially,
oh, I know she is.
Okay, and for people who are hoarders, which we'll get to your daughter-in-law in just a minute, quite often the idea, they grew up in situations where they didn't quite have enough. And so they sort of felt like if they got rid of something or something got taken from them, they couldn't replace it. And therefore,
yeah,
they psychologically hang on to things. And it gets worse as people get older, as you can imagine, because it may have been that when you were a kid, your dad lost his job, or, you know, mom didn't have enough money to pay the bills. So in your sort of 20s and 30s and maybe 40s, you hang on to things. But as you get older, it's not things that you're losing. You're starting to lose people and your eyesight and your health and your marbles. So you really start holding on to things. So if we can start with a 9-year-old and do your research so you know specifically where it's going to go. Quite often for people who are hoarders, if they have some place that it goes where they can feel that they're doing good rather than just getting rid of something, just wasting something or throwing it away,
yeah,
makes all the difference. So let's start with a 9-year-old. Okay. I've looked, we've got summer camp coming up and on these kids who, and let's go through and sort out the stuff that's in really good shape. And that's a great thing to do. You can do it twice a year. You could do it just before summer vacation, and then you could do it at Christmas because
that's a very good thing. But
and,
Dr. Joy, you know what happened? My daughter-in-law told me this was a couple of years ago because it was before Christmas, and I was trying to kind of warn her, look, don't buy all of this little junk. The kid's only going to play with two, maybe three things.
Yeah.
Don't go buy everything in Toys R Us, which they do anyway.
And she said
to me, well, you know, I cleaned out and I took all these toys to the Salvation Army or whatever. And so when I went over there the next time, I'm like, what did you take? It's all still here.
Well, that's why you're going to have to get the 9-year-old involved. And the 9-year-old can sit. Because the mom is sort of, again, psychologically, she's sort of saying, it's, what she very likely is saying, Carol, is this isn't, well, I didn't have any of this stuff going up, growing up, so I'm going to make sure my kid has it. Then, of course, as you point out, her kid doesn't want it. I mean, you can only play with so many toys. But let's start with the 9-year-old. All right, pick another area. All right, so let's assume temporarily that we can get the 9-year-old to do some serious, and you can help. So some serious hoovering. How is she about clothes and stuff like that? A lot of women, we tend to hang on to clothes we're never going to wear again and shoes that don't fit very well and are out of style. How is she about that?
Well, she's got a lot of stuff that she could get rid of. Sure, she won't, but...
Well, all right, here's part of what you might be able to do, of telling her. My mother is a hoarder, so I'm really clear about this. Is that if you line up and you can start with a 9-year-old actually, because a 9-year-old is going to be much more susceptible than your daughter-in-law. But you can say, all right, put all your black shoes together.
Okay.
And pick the three pair of black shoes that you like the best, and let's get the rest of them. We'll take them to Salvation Army. We'll have a yard sale, whatever. And then you put all the red shoes together, and then you put all the black skirts together. And so, and I would make sure that your daughter-in-law is kind of watching this and say, look, if you like me, I'll help you to do this with your stuff as well. Don't worry, I won't throw away anything that you don't want. But the idea is severalfold. That number one, you put all the stuff together, because if you go shoe by shoe by shoe, she's going, oh, but these are so cute, or I hardly wear these. That doesn't work. You have to put all the black shoes together, and what she'll find out is she's got 12 pair of black shoes. Nobody wears 12 pair of black shoes.
Right.
Pick out the three you like the best, and the rest of them, and at that moment, put them in a bag. Don't leave them there, because if she sees them, she's going to take them out of that bag. Exactly. Then you do the five white shirts that you can wear. That's one basically for every day during the week, except the weekends. Who wear sweats on the weekend anyway? You don't need more than five white shirts. And so you can sort of. And if you start with a 9-year-old, then my guess is your daughter-in-law will do it. And what you can say is, you know what? When this is all done, if you want, we'll go and buy you. And whatever, that we'll do a mani-pedi, or we'll get you a new pair of designer jeans or something. The other thing that works for a lot of us is you can't bring anything into the house new that unless you take something out. And if you find her a resale store, now resale stores are going to be a little dangerous for her if she likes shopping at them, because she could drop stuff off and then pick stuff up. But if she knows that either she's getting some money for it, some tax write-off, or she's doing good, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with Carol, who has a daughter-in-law that she loves. And you know what? I might preface this whole thing by taking her out for lunch and just telling her exactly what you told me. I just love you. I think you're the most wonderful gal. But you know what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is take Grinelda Hyde, that's now your granddaughter, and into the family room and have her sort through with me the stuff that she really wants to keep and the stuff that, because I just found this great charity that is looking for stuff for kids for the summer or the hospital or whatever, because you're going to have done your homework, and I just thought it would make her feel really proud of herself. And so with your permission, I'd like to do that. And then if that works, maybe you and I can start on your closet, tee-hee. and see what you get.
I was willing to overlook it, but the hoard has now expanded itself and it's going into the living room and
yeah.
the dining
room. I get it. And
yeah.
the other, all right, so you, I've already talked with you about, first of all, starting with your granddaughter who's going to be a little more pliable and going to be much
yeah.
less threatened. Second of all, sort of the idea of doing good by giving away is much more palatable for, especially for hoarders. It is for, I think, for all of us, but especially for hoarders.
Yeah.
Number three, to do the kind of thing that if you haven't played with it for a year, if you haven't worn it for a year, that it goes into intermediate storage, and then if you haven't, if the year after that you haven't missed it, you give it away.
Yes.
And so you hear that there are three different strategies. One is you start with the most malleable part of the family, which is your granddaughter. Second of all, that the idea is that you're doing good as opposed to getting rid. And the third is that there are transitions between, so that, and the fourth and probably most important is that she has ultimate control, that she can choose what to do or not to do, that no one's gonna come and take her stuff away from her.
Yeah. Now, I would be very kind of fearful of taking her to lunch and mentioning that I think she's a hoarder.
No, you're not going to say that. You're going to, yeah, good thing to be fearful about. What you're going to do is you're going to take her to lunch and say, hey, listen, I just had this idea about your living room because I just saw this charity. And if I wanted to make sure it was okay with you, and I would come over on Saturday with Grinaldehyde, and we would sit down, and we'd love for either if you want to go and take an aerobics class, that'd be great, or you can sit with us. And then at the end, after that, you can say, hey, listen, this was so great. We thought, in fact, what you can do is we thought this was so great that we attacked her closet. We attacked Grinaldehyde's closet. And then Grinaldehyde would say, hey, Mom, let's do yours next.
Yes.
Right. No, the H word is not going to get mentioned.
Yes.
No. Bite your tongue. No H word. No H word at all. All right? All right, let me know how it goes.
All right, Dr. Joy, I appreciate that.
All right, now make sure. Go ahead.
And even my son has mentioned to me, because he doesn't like it either.
Nope.
But I don't know, you know, I stay out of that, but...
You want to do that. You're going to start with Grinaldehyde. It's only because we're starting this one room. She's doing good. Then we're going to do her closet. It's, you know, we're being charitable. We're getting tax write-offs. And then, you know, the transition stuff. And, I mean, the point is that even hoarders like things picked up. It's hard for them to let go of stuff. It's hard for them to let go of everything. We're not going to mention that word, but this should be fun. Just go lightly, and let me know what happens. And yard sales, and the idea being that you can't bring anything else into the house until you get rid of something. All of these will work. All right?
Right.
And once things are cleaned up, most people really like the neatness. They just, you know, it's a little harder to maintain. All right.
Yeah.
And again, reassure how wonderful you think she is.
Yeah.
All righty.
You know, they go out of town every now and again, and I was.
Don't even think about it. Carol, no. You can't do that. I know you're tempted. No, you can't do that. Because, honey, the whole issue, understand, underneath, my darling, listen to me, underneath all of this, the whole issue about hoarding is control. So you do that. So that's it. You know, I can't let go of this. I have to hold on. So the whole issue is control. You cannot go and clean up her house for her.
I didn't know
Now, on
that.
The other hand, Carol, you can come clean up my house for me anytime you want. You know, you just come and off you go. All right.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It would be a lot of insight there.
I'll
try it, and I'll check back with you and let you know how it went.
I look forward to it. All right.
Thank you so much. You are a real treasure.
Well, thanks, girl. Have fun. Don't go to her house when she's not there. And that's why it's really important that you take her out for lunch and talk with her about what you want to do with Grinaldehyde and the toys.
Yes.
Make sure you've done your homework. Make sure you have that list of the charity, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cookie. Bye-bye. I could just I could just see her. Oh, we're going out of town for the weekend. I could just see her standing outside in the bushes, with the mop and the Windex. No, and the pail. No, Carol, no. Not going to do that. I mean, can't you? I was, I did a couple years ago, I did improv for the first time in my life, which literally scared the living daylights out of me. Because, I mean, look, improv, you could say, well, that's what I do every day. But that's different. It's me being me, and, you know, and I just, and if you asked me to a party and said, could you get up and talk for 5 minutes, I could, if you said, you know, but this was five other women, and they'd been doing this show for 7 years, and they asked me to do an appearance, and and I'm not good at saying no, and I always, you know, when, especially if you ask me far enough in advance, I figure it's never going to happen, so it's okay. So then they said, do you want to play yourself? And I said, no. I already know how to do that. So I was being Dr. Gay White, who'd written a book called High on Life, and I had a serious addiction problem, and I flashed my tatas at David Letterman. That's all I knew. And my son was a drug addict, and I appeared on stage. I had a house dress. I had my hair up in ponytails. I had yellow rubber gloves on and a thing of Windex, one of those trigger things. And I knew the only thing I knew was I was supposed to rush out on stage and say, stop or I'll shoot with my Windex bottle, which obviously is why I thought about it. And they said, don't worry, because every 5 minutes we'll do a blackout and you can leave the stage. So, you know, you really have to focus, because there was a storyline, and you're interacting with other people, and you have to pay attention, because I had no idea what I was really doing, and I had no script. So finally I thought, okay, I need to take a break. So I'm walking, you know, backstage, and someone grabbed me, and I said, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going to take a break. And they said, no, we're doing final curtain calls for an hour and a half without a break. So watch out when I've got Windex in my hand is all I can tell you, or I'll shoot. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.